Live cattle futures bounced back some on Tuesday. Dry conditions in Canada could mean more feeder cattle headed to the U.S. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 26th of June. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was undeveloped through Tuesday afternoon. There were a few early dress sales in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt at $180 a hundredweight, but too few to trend. Even so, a reversal higher in lean hog futures and apparent short covering helped live cattle futures gain, while feeder cattle continued marginally lower amid light trade. Except for 2 cents lower in the back contract, live cattle futures closed an average of 52 cents higher across a range of 10 cents to 82 cents higher. As for feeder cattle, except for 25 cents higher in the back contract, they closed an average of 26 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were steady on choice and lower on select, with weak to moderate demand and moderate to good offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 10 cents lower Tuesday afternoon at $219.64 a hundredweight. Select was 86 cents lower at $198.95. On the grain side of the ledger, corn futures closed mixed from a penny higher to 3 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 3 to 8 cents lower. Keep in mind that USDA's acreage and grain stocks reports are due out this Friday. Just one weekly Tuesday auction to report at press time, that for Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky, where feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $2 lower on moderate demand. There were 1,081 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Tuesday. Pressure included reports that the Fed may take its time cutting interest rates, whereas plenty of recent market steam was tied to the notion the central bank would start shaving rates as soon as next month. More fundamentally, consumer confidence declined to its lowest level in almost 2 years. The Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index declined to 121.5 in June, down from 131.3 in May. As for the sub-indices, the Present Situation Index, which is based on consumers' assessment of current business and labor market conditions, decreased from 170.7 to 162.6. The Expectations Index, which is based on consumers' short-term outlook for income, business, and labor market conditions, decreased from 105.0 in May to 94.1 this month. According to Lynn Franco, Senior Director of Economic Indicators at the Conference Board, the escalation in trade and tariff tensions earlier this month appear to have shaken consumer confidence. Although the index remains at a high level, he says continued uncertainty could result in further volatility in the index and at some point could even begin to diminish consumers' confidence in the economic expansion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 179 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 27 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 120 points. Drought in Canada may continue pushing more feeder cattle into the U.S., according to the Livestock Marketing Information Center. Although much of our nation continues to deal with too much moisture, the LMIC folks point out that producers in Alberta are contending with several seasons of dry conditions, although the province did receive some rain earlier this month. Similarly, there had been no rain in Saskatchewan since April until some recent moisture. In the latest Livestock Monitor, LMIC analysts explain the implication for the U.S. is that it remains likely there will be cattle that move off summer grazing earlier than normal north of the border and early weaning of spring-born calves. They add that Canadian feedlots have been showing a higher year-over-year count since May of last year. In fact, cattle on feed in Canada is approaching 1 million head, an inventory level seldom eclipsed, according to LMIC. So, those analysts say, there could also be a capacity factor that limits how many of those early removals could end up in Canadian feedlots. That, along with potentially lower feed costs in the U.S., and the exchange rate could factor into more feeder cattle coming south this year, say LMIC analysts. They add that even with timely rainfall, pasture and range conditions up north remain delicate and bear watching. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 26th of June. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.